And if you have an assumption, if you have an opinion about who Jesus is based solely on what somebody else has said about him, then it's not revelation.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, guest teacher Jeremy Pearsons encourages us to study God's Word and set aside quality time with Him. Learn the benefits of allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus in all that we encounter. Now here's Jeremy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and I'm honored to be filling in for my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, as they travel and minister the Word of God. Let's pray today, and we will get right into our Bible study. Father, we thank you for this day. What a wonderful day it is to be known by you and called by you. Lord, we set ourselves before your Word today, expecting to see, to hear, and to understand. And I'm asking for the help of the Holy Spirit for me to be able to utter this and for those watching and listening to be able to grab a hold of it and allow these things to take root in our lives and bring change that changes us forever. In Jesus' name, amen. You in agreement with that? Get your Bible. You and I are going to continue studying some things. We began in Matthew chapter 13 yesterday, and I want to remind you that every one of these broadcasts you'll be able to listen to and glean from and grow. But when you go back and you put these things together as a whole, what do I mean? Monday through Friday, we're going to go on into next week with some of these things as the Lord leads us. But you put them together as a whole, you're going to see a beautiful picture that the Word of God paints for us, and it is going to bring change into our lives. You know, as a minister, as somebody who travels and ministers, Sarah and I get the opportunity to minister in churches. I am never satisfied until the person hearing it can grab a hold of it and it brings change into your life, into their lives. It doesn't satisfy me just to stand up and preach and say a few things if nobody ever gets it. And I've been walking around my own house lately. You know, Sarah and I, a lot has changed in our lives since we last saw you. We are now the just happy, giddy parents of Justice James Pearsons. As I tape this, he's just about 4 months old. By the time you see it, he'll be a little older. But, when we go before the Lord with him, it's one thing to believe the Word of God and confess the Word of God and lay hold of the promises of the Word for your own life. But when you got this new little life that you just hold in your hands and he just looks up at you and smiles, and there's nothing this little guy can do to confess the Word. I mean, he can't even confess Dada yet. He's not going to be confessing Scriptures. So whose job is it? It's mine. And as I go before the Lord with this little guy, there's something that's been coming out of my mouth, and it's this: Lord, either your Word works or it doesn't, and I believe it does. And when I become fully persuaded that the Word of God is alive and it works, I begin to see change, not just in my life, Sarah, not just in hers, but together in agreement over this other individual. We see symptoms in his body change. We see things in his little world begin to change. That's what brings satisfaction to us. The same thing brings satisfaction to us in your life. When you hear the Word of God, you grab a hold of it, and it actually begins to change the way you live. Man, that's what excites me. It does not excite me to hear believers say, "Hey, the Word's not working. The Word's not working in my life." That doesn't excite me. And I want to find out from the Word why it may not be working in you. Because I hear frustrated people. And you know, that is what frustration says. It's not working. I don't care if it's frustration over something in the Word that you think should be working, or frustrated because your car's not working. Frustration says it's not working. And I want to find out from the Word why it's not working. Because I told you yesterday that the same key that you use to unlock a door and set somebody or something free, that same key can be used to lock it. Just turn it the other direction. Well, the truth, Jesus said, will set you free. But that same truth, the absence of it, is what is keeping you locked up. And there are some key things to it in the Word of God, particularly where we're looking, Matthew chapter 13, Mark chapter 4, Luke chapter 8. We're just going to study the Word till the light comes on. Matthew 13, let's read this again. Jesus in verse 3, He spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, or look, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. The birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places. That word some means some of the same kind. And so this sower, this guy planting seed, isn't planting different kinds of seed. It's all the same seed. Some fell by the road. Some fell on stony places. When the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root. They withered away. Verse 7, some of the same kind of seed fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But, here we go, but, verse 8, other of this same kind of seed fell on good ground. And when it did, it yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So the moment this seed, whatever it is, the moment it reproduced, you and I realize there's nothing wrong with this seed. Now, even though it got planted on four kinds of ground and it only produced once, we know there's nothing wrong with the seed. Because if something was wrong with the seed, it wouldn't have produced at all. But it did produce. What I want to know is when you get over later into this chapter and Jesus said, the sower sows the word. Now, we get excited about that because we know what the Word of God is. We know what the Word of God is capable of. The Word of God, like I told you yesterday, is quick, it's sharp, it's powerful. It's able to divide asunder your soul, your spirit, your joints, and your marrow. What is that? That's spirit, soul, and body. And the Word of God can move in and tell you the difference between what's going on in your spirit and in your soul and in your body. Some of you say this to yourselves, well, I don't know if I'm hearing God or if it's just me. The Word of God will tell you if it's just you. If you're hearing something on the inside, go check it with the Word. And if it lines up with the Word, that's the Word telling you, hey, you're hearing from your spirit. If you've got sickness in your body, go find what the Word of God says, because the Word of God is alive enough, is powerful enough to get down to the root of what's going on in your body. See, we know all of this about the Word. We know that Jesus is the Word made flesh. We know that Hebrews says all things are upheld by the Word of His power. That's what the Word of God is. And Jesus said, the sower sows the word. So that seed got planted four times. And we're famous for saying, hey, the Word of God works. And it does. But what I want to know, and what you what you should want to know is why the Word didn't work three out of four times. Now that's a heavy statement. And I know some of you are probably looking at me kind of funny, and you're saying, you know, you're on Kenneth Copeland's broadcast and you just said the Word didn't work. Just bear with me. Just listen to me for a moment. If Jesus said the sower sows the Word and He said that it didn't produce, then we need to find out why. We need to find out why the Word didn't work. And I want to find out why. If it's not working in my life, if it's not producing the way I know it can, the way I know it's capable of producing, I shouldn't just be content to sit back and say, well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. No! Don't you start living down that way of thinking. You need to find out, Lord, what's going on here? Something's not right, because Your Word is capable of producing, and it is Your desire that it produce in my life. And if it's not, I want to know why. This parable, the first parable that Jesus ever ministered, His disciples came to Him and said, why do you talk to them in parables? They also asked Him, what does this even mean? Now, they were with a big crowd of people, so they kind of waited till they were just separate from the crowd and said, Jesus, what's this all about? We don't understand this. Number one, why are you speaking in parables? Why are you speaking in these stories? Why don't you just say it? Just tell them who you are. Just explain it to them where they can get it. And Jesus began to explain to them. Number one, He said, if you don't understand this parable, how are you going to understand all parables? So there's something that's key in this one to our understanding of a lot of what Jesus ministered in His ministry. But when He said the sower sows the word, that should come alive in you and I, and knowing that every time that seed got planted, it was the word of God. And I want to find out why it produced when it did and why it didn't produce when it didn't. Go to verse 10 of Matthew chapter 13, and we'll begin to get a glimpse of why, of what's going on in this situation. The disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." This could be really a misunderstood verse. If you just look at it and just look at it on the surface, you might miss the meaning here, because he goes on and he says in verse 12, "For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him." Now, you look at all this and you think, that just sounds mean. Jesus, really? Is that how you operate? Whoever has, you're going to give him more, and somebody who doesn't have, you're going to take it away? When you put this in the context of what Jesus is ministering in this parable, you begin to understand and see that this parable is about the light of revelation. This parable is about revelation knowledge that only comes through the Word of God. And he says, "Because it has been given to you to know." Anytime you see that word "given," anytime you see the word "gift," you should immediately think grace. Why? Because grace is a gift. And through the ministry of Jesus, his whole life, his whole ministry was the introduction of grace in operation to people. This has been some months ago, but we spent so much time talking about that time when Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor, and I will give you rest." Introducing that day of rest, that day of grace. People had so labored in their relationship with God, so labored in their tradition, labored in their approach to him. And it was a burdensome thing. It was law upon law, strictly and unfairly enforced by religious people of the day. And Jesus said, "Hey, that today," excuse me, "that day ends and a new day begins." And that's what Jesus did. He ended an old era and he began a new one. That's what his whole life, his whole ministry was about. And when he went to the cross and he went through death, hell, the grave, and resurrection, he solidified that day of grace that you and I are living in now. And now it's in his life, it's in his ministry that he introduces it. And he's saying, grace is beginning to be in operation for you, speaking to these disciples. You're beginning to see some things. You're beginning to walk in the light of some things. This parable being about the light of revelation, revelation knowledge. But he's saying to them, they don't have that yet. He says, for whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. What does that mean? It means when you begin to get a revelation and you begin to walk in the revelation that you get, that's when more revelation can come. Because revelation knowledge builds upon revelation knowledge. Now, don't let this sound too deep to you. This is so simple. These things that Jesus ministered were so simple. They were so easy to understand. And yet he called them mysteries. There's something you need to understand when Jesus in the Word, particularly in the New Testament, uses the word mysteries. Don't ever think that it's a mystery, something that's hidden from you. No, it's something that's hidden for you. It's a mystery that's hidden. And even in Colossians, it says, Paul wrote by the unction of the Spirit of God, he said that God willed to make known to them the mystery, Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's not God's will to keep you from something. And if you just read this at a glance, you think, well, God's given some things to some people and holding some things back from others. To some he's given an abundance and others he's taken away. That's stupid. Don't think along those lines, man. Let the Holy Spirit unfold some things to you. He gives to you revelation, And that revelation is of who Jesus is. And when there's a revelation of who Jesus is, then you can begin to build upon that. Well, I'm looking for a revelation of healing. I got sickness in my body and I want a revelation of healing. There is no revelation of healing without a revelation of the healer. That's what these few verses here are about, because it's been given to you to know the mystery. He says it's been given to you to understand the kingdom of heaven. To them, they don't see it yet. They don't have that yet. They haven't been introduced to that yet. Grace is still in operation. For whoever has revelation, more revelation can be built on top of it. But notice this, for him who does not have, whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Now we're going to get into this in a lot more detail as time goes on, but I want you to see what I'm talking about. Go with me just a few pages over to Matthew chapter 16, and I want you to see an account here. In verse 13, Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And so they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." That was his first question to him. Who do men say that I am? Verse 15, he said to them, "Who do you say that I am?" Now, if I had to rank those questions in importance, I would say the second one far outweighs the first one. Who you say Jesus is, who you say he is, not who I say he is, not who somebody else says he is, not who tradition has said he is, but you saying who Jesus is based on who the Word of God says he is, that's what carries weight in your life. And if you have an assumption, if you have an opinion about who Jesus is based solely on what somebody else has said about him, then it's not revelation. And it won't work until it's revelation. The Word of God cannot produce in your life until it's a revelation to you, until the light has come on in you. Again, that whole parable being about the light of revelation. We'll explain it more in detail, but just let's continue laying a foundation here. Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" So now he's not looking for popular opinion. He's not looking for other people's assumptions and opinions about him. And Peter speaks up and he says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered to him and said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you." Peter answered this question right. He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." When everybody else around them in society was saying Jesus is either John the Baptist, which was wrong, he wasn't, he's Elijah, which was wrong, he wasn't, or he was one of the prophets. All of that was wrong. But in a world of people saying that Jesus was one of the prophets, now people say he was a good teacher. Now people say he might have been a prophet or a very wise man with wise sayings. Let me tell you something. That is an incomplete and inaccurate view of Jesus. And the truth about Jesus is the key that will set you free. But the lack of that truth, a lack of revelation of who he is, will keep you in bondage. And Jesus said, "You're blessed." Or in other words, Simon Peter, this is about to begin to work for you. You're about to begin to see change. Blessing is when you have become empowered to prosper. When the blessing is introduced into your life, that's when situations and circumstances begin to change. But I want you to see why he was blessed. Was he blessed because he said the right words? Well, that's part of it, but where did that come from? "You're blessed," he said, "because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." There's the key to it right there. Peter did not base his opinion about Jesus on anything anybody else had said. He heard directly from the Father. Now, the definition of tradition is one thing being handed down from person to person. One individual gives something to another individual, and they in turn give it to somebody else. And that's tradition. And Jesus looked at the Pharisees of his day and said, you have taken all the power out of the Word of God. In other words, the Word, with all of its inherent ability to save, heal, deliver, recover, renew, restore, everything that the Word is capable of doing. Jesus looked at these guys and said, you've completely taken the power out of it and you've replaced it with tradition. And what Peter said about Jesus was no man's tradition. It was revelation. It was revelation knowledge. This is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now you go back to Matthew 13 and Jesus is saying here, to him who has what? Revelation. To him who has revelation knowledge, more can be given. To him who has light, more light can be given. I believe it's Proverbs that says, is it Proverbs or Psalms? It may be both of them that says the path of the just is Proverbs 4. The path of the just is like the shining sun. It gets brighter and brighter and brighter. What does that mean? It means as you begin to walk in the revelation that you've seen, as you begin to walk in the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, you begin to walk in that light and you take a step in that light, the next step you take, there'll be more light for you to take there. And you begin to walk in that light, and every step you take, the path gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And all of this is about what you see and what you hear. Every word of this parable is about the Word of God becoming light and revelation to you. As a matter of fact, he says in verse 13, I speak to them in parables because seeing, they do not see. Hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing, you will hear and not understand. Seeing, you will see and not perceive. The hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing. Their eyes, they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts, so that I should heal them. Your healing is directly connected to how you see Jesus. Your healing, spirit, soul, and body, is directly connected to what you hear about Him and from Him. And this is what we're doing in these broadcasts. We are saying, Holy Ghost, open our eyes that we can see Jesus. Open our ears to hear Him. And we're going to do that day after day and build a life on it. I'm out of time. I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org.
The Word works, and it's all I need. This newly repackaged teaching by Kenneth Copeland is an in-depth study into the ministry of Jesus and the parable of the sower. It's a timeless four-part series that will remind you of the unlimited power of the Word of God and its ability to anchor you in any situation. Learn how God's Word can bring you victory and produce the desired results in your life. When you order this product, you'll receive strength and beauty in the presence of the healer, the brand new music CD from Sarah Hart Pearson's.
We know that worship brings us into the presence of the Lord. But my desire in making this music is to help us recognize that when we're in His presence, we're in the presence of the healer.
This CD is yours free when you purchase the audio teaching series, The Word Works, and It's All I Need.
It frees us
Make the decision to put the Word of God first. Kenneth Copeland's teaching on The Word Works and It's All I Need is a great place to start. Order this series for just $20, and as a bonus, we'll send you free the newest worship CD by Sarah Hart Pearson's Strength and Beauty in the Presence of the Healer. Surround yourself with the Word of God with this teaching series and worship CD. They make great gifts, so order several for your family and friends. For an additional product discount and faster processing, purchase your copies at kcm.org.
The Word Works and It's All I Need. This is a classic CD series by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland. Now, having the Word of God sown down into your heart can anchor you. That's what it acts as an anchor in any situation. And one of the statements he makes on this CD that I just love, he said, you know, it's not my job to get myself healed. It's my job to get the Word in me and let the Word get me healed. And when I heard that, I've been studying this, it really got a hold of me, and I know it'll be a blessing to you too. This ministry, one of the things we love to do here is give any opportunity we can. So when you order this CD series, we're going to give you my wife, Sarah Hart Pearson's, her brand new CD called Strength and Beauty in the Presence of the Healer. Some of you are familiar with Sarah's music, but if you're not, I really encourage you to get this because it is an absolutely beautiful CD, so peaceful. And we're already getting a lot of testimonies from people that have put this on in their homes for their kids, for their family, and they're seeing healing take place in their body. That's what this entire CD is about. Even more specifically than being about healing, it's to draw you to the healer. It's going to bless you. I know you're going to love it. They make great gifts. So if you've got people in your life that you're looking to bless, get a hold of some of these things and it'll be a blessing to you and them. This whole week, what we're talking about, getting the Word down on the inside, it goes right in line with these things we're offering you. And every opportunity you can to get them in your eyes and in your ears, it'll make a difference for you. Make sure you're taking time to check out kcm.org. There's a lot of resources there for you, not just schedule and not just updates, but things to study, things to grow. You can use the keyword search. You can search by topic. You can search by scripture. If you've got a scripture that's puzzling you, go see if one of our speakers have addressed it. It'll be a great study for you. You can look at articles. You can look at videos and prayer. There's a lot of things there for you to do on that website, and it'll be a real blessing to you. It's a great resource, and it's very easy to use. Find out for yourself. Go to kcm.org. I'm inviting you to join me again tomorrow and all this week as we continue to study the Word of God and let it bring change into your life. That's what we're after. That's what He's after, and that's what we want for you. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and as Kenneth and Gloria Copeland always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit us at kcm.org. There you can purchase this broadcast and other KCM products. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
There is no revelation from God that can begin anywhere other than Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's the foundation of it. From there you build revelation about who He is, who the Christ is in you.